comes along and looking. He laid in thine by my pardon, and empty grave is there to prove my savior.
Let
us pray thanksgiving.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless every one of us.
我们常常会说祝福人的话。
We often say words of kindness to others.
这一次先到夏威夷，做工的时候。
This time when I went over to Hawaii.
每一次聚会完了
Every time after the service,
每一个人都要轮流握手了
Everyone will shake each other's hand.
然后握手完就说愿主祝福你了
And they would say bless you.
我记得六年前来啊
I remember 6 years ago when I came
他们不是握手啊
They didn't shake hands.
所以我领会完然后在会堂后面等的时候啊
So while I'm waiting at the back of the chapel after service,
大家都要见面抱一抱啊，这样，然后脸贴脸了，左右脸都贴了。
Everyone would hug each other and their face would touch.
那我因为我们在东方不习惯了，没有这样啊。
Because I'm from the east, I'm not used to.
所以我抱着圣经站在那边，像木头一样。
So I carried my Bible and I stood there like a.
那我们乌雅各长老很忍耐。
And Elder Wu was very tolerant.
将近100个人打招呼走了，他才跟我说：“你没有礼貌，应该你也要贴脸这样，你要主动。”我都站在那边木头了。
And he told me that I should have greeted them in this way.
就感觉到打招呼的方式不太一样。
And I felt that the way we greet each other is different.
这一次不错了，握手，然后顺便讲愿神祝福你。
And this time they shake hands and say bless you.
然后从最老的到最小的，他也是跑来找你握手。
From the oldest to youngest, they will come and greet you.
所以总之啊，说祝福人的话很不错。
So it's good to bless people.
那又能够在主里面得到神的祝福，那更好。
And within the Lord, we can get blessing from God, which is even better.
感谢主啊，我们上午啊，最后祷告的时候，有一位先生得到圣灵啊。
Thank God, during the last prayer in the morning, one person received the Holy
Spirit. 因为在吃饭的时候才知道了哈。
We found out about this during lunch.
在按手的时候，他突然身体大大震动，然后舌头的灵也非常流利。
While receiving laying of hands, he had body movements and he spoke in tongues.
是赖，他慕道一段时间了哈，我们也可以称赖弟兄了哈。
It's Mr. Lai.
这一位啊，感谢主哈，请坐。他在台湾慕道一段时间啊。
He has been truth seeking in Taiwan for a while.
感谢主啊，他刚刚大大充满神祝福，给他赏赐圣灵啊。
Thank God just now God blessed him and gave him the Holy Spirit.
昨天在那个 Kanoka Park 教会聚会的时候
And yesterday when we had service in Kanoka Park
有两位大人慕道朋友也得到圣灵了
Two of the truth seekers also received the Holy Spirit.
那其中一位今天下午有来了
And one of them is with us today.
他们还是夫妻一起来感谢主了
The couple came together.
这几天感觉的神真的跟我们伯恩教会同工
The past few days, I feel that God is working with the Bowen Park Church.
很清楚地看到神的祝福到我们的教会和工作上面。
It's very clear that God has blessed this church and the holy work here.
所以小弟也非常高兴。
So I'm very happy about that.
刚好短短的几天有这个机会参与一起来享受主的祝福。
That in the past few days, I may be part of this.
我们通常在圣经里面会讲一些信心、爱心、圣洁或种种的道理。
In the Bible, there are many teachings and lessons.
其实圣经里面从旧约到新约有关祝福的道理也非常清楚的。
And there are many lessons about blessing from the Old Testament to the New
Testament. 神也非常看重这件事哦。
And God looks upon this heavily as well.
我们就来从圣经里面做一个探讨。
So let's study about this.
起初神创造天地万物。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
他用了六天来做工。
He worked in six days.
这六个工作天呢，他造了许多的万物和人类。
And these six days, he created all creatures, and including humans.
我们来看一下这个创世纪的第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter one.
创世纪第一章的27节。
Genesis chapter one, verse 27. Chapter one, verse 27. So God created man in His own image.In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
28节
Verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, of the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth.
在这里我们清楚地看到
Here we can see clearly.
当神创造万物备齐了
When God has created everything,
他就照着他的形象也来造男造女呢。
Then he created men and women in his own image.
那这一切神都看作美好。
And God saw everything as beautiful and good.
28节这里就很清楚地说。
And in verse 28 it says,
接下来神就赐福给他们咯。
Then God blessed them.
也就是神对所造的人类啊，特别格外的祝福哎。
Which means God especially blessed them.
为什么会这样？因为人具有神的形象和样式。
Because men have the image of God.
神付托他们一个使命工作，就是要治理管理这些万物。
And God gave them the commission to rule over the earth.
那这些创造的话完了以后，赐福的动作啊。
And after he created them, he blessed them.
就可以看到在起初创造的这个大作为里面了。
So we can see that from the creation.
创造这世界之初，神也把这个祝福的动作也带进来了。
In the very beginning, during creation, God
甚至给了万物和我们人类。
He gave the blessing to the creatures and to us.
所以，凡有生命的万物，它就可以承受这样的福气。
So all who had a breath had this blessing.
所以这是一个很莫大的恩典呢。
This is a great blessing from him.
那重点就是我们人要习福了。
And the important part is we should know this.
我们人也要得到努力得到福气了。
And we have to work hard to get this blessing.
更要来享受这个福气。
And we should enjoy this blessing.
所以我们现在就来从这个观点角度进去谈一谈有关这个祝福的道理来做分享。
So from this, we would talk about blessings.
我们首先来谈谈。
Let's first talk about.
请看创世纪的十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪的十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
十四章的十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 19. Verse 19. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
我们在这里看到
Here we see,
当时在亚伯兰他所居住的地方啊
At the time where Abram was living,
有了一场的大战争
There was a great war.
也就是五个王跟四个国王的征战
The battle between the five kings and the four kings.
结果四个国王的军队打胜了
And the side with the four kings won.
但是他的侄儿罗德一家也被掳走了。
But his nephew Lot was captive.
那亚伯兰就派了318个家里的这个仆人呢。
So Abram sent 318 of his own men.
连他自己一起去就319个人了。
Including himself, that would make it 319.
结果跟四个王的军队打仗了。
Then he fought the four kings.
四个王的军队加起来的人数一定比他这些人还更多啊。
Of course, the soldiers from the four kings would be more than 300 something.
真的征战起来啊，有点是鸡蛋拿来丢石头的那种感觉啊。
When they fight, it's as if throwing an egg to a rock.
但是我们看到整个事件是大神迹。
But we can see that this was a great miracle.
亚伯兰带领这个318个人来打败了四个国王的军队。
Abram and his 318 men actually defeated the four kings' army.
说起来这个动作不简单。
This is not an easy task.
为什么这样说呢
？Why?
因为在十三章里面，我们看到神对他的一种应许啊。
Because in chapter 13 we see the promise from God to Abram.
除了有后裔，也有土地。
That he would have a land and offspring.
这是很重要的两项啊，神对亚伯拉罕跟他后裔要祝福的一个项目啊。
These are two big blessings that God gave to Abram.
那首先就讲他们打完了战争。
So after they had the battle.
结果麦基洗德啊，他就过来为亚伯兰祝福了。
Then Melchizedek came and blessed Abram.
祝福亚伯兰说：“愿天地的主、至高的主神赐福给你。”
He blessed him and said, "Blessed Abram of God Most High."
结果亚伯兰啊，他后来明白感动，就献出所得的十分之一啊，给麦基洗德。
Abram was moved, and he gave him tithe.
为什么刚刚特别讲到有关神对他的应许有两项很重要的这个内容，就是后裔跟土地。
Why do we just mention that God gave Abram two blessings of land and offspring?
十三章是我们在这个十四章十三到十四里面看到有关土地方面的这种事情啊。
In chapter 13 and 14, it mentions about the land.
后来才看到有关后裔方面的问题啊。
Only later do we see about the
offspring. 神是怎么样成全的？
How God fulfilled His promise.
其实他打胜四个国王的时候
so when, at the time when Abram fought off the four kings,
他那个版图啊，比原来神跟他说的还要更远呢。
The edge of the land that he possessed was actually further than what God had promised.
如果亚伯兰不认识神
if Abram didn't know God,
他不会学会奉献十分之一。
He wouldn't know to offer tithe.
这是一个很大的考验跟迷惑。
This was a great challenge for him.
一般人成就了很大的事业。
Normally, if someone have a huge success,
他就想办法更加投入后成立自己一个王国。
He would try to put even more effort to establish a kingdom.
照道理啊，他打败四个国王，应该他收复那些土地，他就可以做那个这么大版图的一个大国王。
Supposedly, since he defeated the four kings, he can take over all their kingdoms, and he would be the king of them all.
但是麦基洗德 祝福他的时候
But when Melchizedek blessed him,
他很快的就明白要认识这位神然后将所战争得到的东西十分之一献给 这个麦基洗德
But and when this happened, he knew to understand God and offered tithe.
他而且不会多拿那些东西、啊、
He wouldn't take anything extra.
所以二十二节亚伯兰就这样说
In 22,
对索多玛王说我已经向天地的主至高的神应许奉献了
I have raised my hands to the Lord God most high the possessor of heaven and earth I have
他占有那些土地又得到很多的战利品
He has a lot of things from winning the battle
但是他没有迷惑在里面
But he was not confused by
所以第十五章就讲到神跟他亲自用流血的燔祭这样的约跟他立土地的应许约、啊、
And then in chapter 15 we see that God made a covenant of blood
所以土地是这样得来的
And that is how he gained
他经过了一个很大的考验、啊、
He went through a trial
他不是为自己想
He didn't think for himself
也不是为自己建立势力土这个版图、啊、
And he didn't use his own force to expand
他该得的得该献的献
What belonged to him, he took.
该给索多玛王的就给索多玛王。
What belonged to the king of Sodom, he gave.
所以他配得神应许他跟他立约立这个土地之约。
So he was worthy of the blessing of God, and then God made a covenant with him about the land.
所以十五章里面呢、啊、
，So in chapter 15,
神特别非常用隆重的仪式，而且是用肉块，就是燔祭之约、啊、立这个土地之约。
God used the offering of burnt offering to make a covenant with him.
神不但将整个土地应许的要给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
Not only did God promise the land for Abram and his offspring.
所以他通过了考验。
He passed this test.
也通过了一个迷惑。
And he passed a temptation.
即使他很重大的转变和明白啊。
It was a turning point for him that he understood.
就是麦基洗德在说祝福他的话的时候。
And the turning point was when Melchizedek talked.
这是一个第一个认识神的开始。
This was the beginning of Abram's acknowledgement.
这是一个很好的就业典故。
And this is a very good lesson for us.
那我们再看第二个地方。
Let's turn to the second one.
看雅各的祝福。
The blessing of Jacob.
我们请看创世纪四十七章。
Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪四十七章。
Genesis chapter 47.
四十七章到四十九章啊。
From chapter 47 to 49.
可以从这三个篇章里面了解雅各一生经历的这个感受和他的人生的晚年。
We can see the latter days of Jacob.
首先在迦南地他的人生的成长
First, how he grew up in the land of Canaan.
后来遇到饥荒
Then he encountered a famine.
然后移居到埃及地
Then he moved to Egypt.
在这个过程里面呢
In this process,
他一直都是用一个争取的方式来过他的人生的
His mentality is to fight for what he wanted.
意思就是他就是说他非常的打拼啊
Which means he works very hard.
但是到后来啊，他体会到这么样的一个真实信仰的写照。
But then in the end, he felt what a true faith was.
我们可以来看看这个创世纪的四十八章。
We can turn to Genesis chapter 48.
四十八章的十五节。
Chapter 48, verse 15. Verse 15, and he blessed Joseph and said.God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the Lord who has fed me all my life long to this day.
到了晚年呢，已经一百多岁了。
When he was old at the age of 100,
这个时候他才真实的来见证他所敬拜的这位神。
At this time, he finally testified about the God whom he believed.
他忙了一辈子的人生。
He has worked hard his whole life.
也经过了很多的经历。
And he has gone through a lot.
他的最爱的小孩约瑟
His most beloved child,
以为被杀死了
He thought he had been killed.
后来才知道原来在埃及待着当早宰相
Only later did he find out that Joseph
这个对他打击很大
It was a great trouble to him.
他的太太最爱的太太拉结死了
And his beloved wife Rachel died.
为了娶拉姐，他也奋斗了一二十年呢。
In order to marry Rachel, he worked hard for 14 years.
哇，真的是非常长的爱情长跑啊！
He had to endure a lot for Rachel.
那他为了得长子的名分，
and in order to gain the birthright of
the firstborn, 结果招惹哥哥要追杀他，恨他。
He caused his older brother to want to kill him.
所以他的人生啊，真的起起落落好大。
So in his life, he has gone through a lot.
所以在他的生命的信仰中啊，
and in his faith,
在48章15节是非常重大的一个体验。
We can see an experience in 48:15.
而是他懂得怎么样全心抓住这位神呢？
This is when he knew to grasp onto God with his whole heart.
也承认是这位神一生来牧养他。
And he acknowledged that God has fed him his whole life.
那他也在做祝福的动作。
And he also blessed others.
当约瑟得到法老王的允许，接他的家族包括爸爸带到埃及啊。
When Joseph was allowed to bring his family to Egypt,
他就首先带这个爸爸雅各，雅各带到法老王面前了，见面了。Joseph
brought Jacob in front of Pharaoh.
结果法老王就问雅各说，Then
Pharaoh asked Jacob,
你现在几岁呀？
How old are you?
雅各回答说，
Jacob said,
我现在130岁。
I'm 130 years old.
结果他的体验是什么？
What is his experience?
哎，我的日子又少又苦啊。
My days are few and bittersome.
他的爸爸阿公都活得比他久啊。
His dad and his grandfather lived longer.
爸爸以撒，阿公亚伯拉罕。
Abraham and Isaac.
结果我们在这一段的对话里面呢，
and in this dialogue,
我们看那个第七节的最后一句话，雅各给法老王祝福。
We see that Jacob blessed Pharaoh in verse 7.
再看第十节，讲完了，雅各又给法老王祝福。
And then in verse 10 again, he blessed Pharaoh.
为什么特别提到祝福啊？
Why did he mention about
祝福完了以后，
after the blessing,
他就从法老王面前走出去了。
Jacob departed from Pharaoh.
这句话很简单。
It's very simple.
如果不是用祝福的角度来和平相处啊， 法老王随时可以宰杀他们呢。
If he's not peaceful with Pharaoh, Pharaoh can kill them at any time.
所以这个爸爸雅各祝福了法老王以后，大家和平相处，很平安地从他面前走出去，而且居住在埃及的歌珊地。
So since Jacob treated Pharaoh nicely and blessed him, he was able to walk out and live in Egypt.
所以为人祝福啊，甚至敌人，这是应该的。
So we should bless other people, including enemies.
其实主耶稣的教训也是这么讲的。
And this is also how Jesus taught us.
我们来看那个路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
第六章的28节。
Chapter 6, verse 28.
六章的28节。
Chapter 6, verse 28. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you.
在这里啊， 主耶稣也讲了这么一段话。
Here Jesus told us,
他说咒诅你们的要为他祝福，
bless those who curse you,
领住你们的要为他祷告，
and pray for those who spitefully.
所以可见这样的祝福是我们要做的。
So this is the blessing we should.
是因为他不认识神， 所以咒诅我们。
It's because they don't know God that they curse us.
是因为他道理不清楚， 所以咒诅我们。
It's that they don't know the truth, so that's why they.
因为他心中没有爱， 所以咒诅我们。
Because that they don't have love, that's why they curse us.
不但要为他祝福，
not only do we have to bless,
还要在祷告里面呢， 真诚地奉主的名祝福他的，神会成就的。
We have to pray for them in our prayers.
那保罗的勉励也是这样提醒的。
And Paul also encouraged us.
我们看那个罗马书的12章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的12章。
Romans chapter
12. 14节。
Verse 14.
12章的14节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
在这里告诉我们，
here it tells us,
逼迫我们的要给他们祝福。
Bless those who persecute you.
你只要做祝福的动作， 不要落入跟他一样软弱咒诅人呢。
We should bless them and not be weak like them and curse them.
所以圣经里面有关这一方面祝福的道理，而且是要对你所讨厌的人啊这样做的。
So Bible tells us to bless other people, including those who we do not like.
使徒时代，圣灵的运行，教会开始发展建立了。
And during the apostolic time, when the Holy Spirit was working, the church was established.
那首先殉难的就是那个斯提凡了。
And the first person who was a martyr was Stephen.
记载在《使徒行传》的第七章。
And this was recorded in Acts chapter 7.
那这里他快要被打死的时候。
Just as he was about to be stoned to death.
作者特别提到有一个人叫扫罗。
The author mentioned that there's someone named Paul.
就在《使徒行传》七章的五十八节跟六十节。
And this was mentioned in Acts chapter 7.
说保罗也喜欢斯提凡被杀害耶。
Even Paul wanted Stephen to be killed.
但是我们看到斯提凡。
But we see that Stephen.
他被众人正在打的时候。
He was being stoned by everyone.
他最后那一口气还在向主祷告。
Even in his last breath, he was praying to God.
祷告说不要将这罪归于他们耶。
He asked God to not count these sins against them.
我们如果一般啊碰到这样，我们可能想尽办法要找人救了，甚至法律途径的种种的。
If we were in the same situation, we might ask for help.
他都快要死了，还为这些罪人祷告，打他的人呢。
But he was about to be dead, and he prayed for these people.
愿这个罪不归于他们，这个就是一种祝福的祷告话喽。
He said to not count the sins against them. It's a form of blessing.
很奇妙的第九章，神就拣选保罗。
Then in chapter 9, God chose Paul.
斯提凡的祷告神垂听了。
God listened to the prayer of Stephen.
扫罗也站在那个打他的人中间，他喜欢这样杀害斯提凡的事啊。
Saul was one of those who stoned Stephen to death.
他最后一口气的代祷的祝福啊。神成全，真的也拣选了这个保罗啊。
But because of the prayer of Stephen, God chose Paul.
你看那个保罗在做福音事工啊。
Then we see Saul and.
他的精神就跟斯提凡一样，到死都在传，在见证哎。
In the ministry, he preached the gospel until he.
那作者路加特别把这个记载下来，不是随便，就是有这样的路线让我们去查考了。
So when Luke recorded this event, he gave us this logic.
雅各为埃及的法老王祝福。
Jacob blessed the Pharaoh of Egypt.
可以说他是外邦的国王。
Pharaoh was a king of the Gentiles.
甚至是一个敌人的代表。
He symbolizes the enemy.
他这样祝福就可以在法老王面前平安地走出去。生活在埃及。
But because Jacob blessed Pharaoh, he was able to walk out peacefully.
那我们再来看呢、啊，在创世纪的四十八章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 48.
四十八章到四十九章。
Chapter 48 and 49.
这里就谈到雅各为众子孙祝福的话。
Here, Jacob blessed his offspring.
我觉得这个很重要。
I think this is very important.
我们常常啊，做父母亲的责备的话比较多。
Often as parents, we scold a lot.
其实应该啊，要常常学会讲祝福的话。
But we have to learn how to say words of blessing.
哎，比如说祷告前或祷告后，你就祝福啊，愿神给你们信仰平安，身心平安，然后祷告，就是祝福咯。
Before or after our prayer, we should say, "Bless, may God bless you."
如果神垂听你这些祝福的话，对你的后代很有很大的影响啊。
God listens to our blessings, then it has a great influence.
那雅各在祝福这十二个支派、这个十二个孩子的时候啊
，When Jacob was blessing his 12 sons,
他祝福的内容都不一样。
He gave them different blessings.
所以后来支派的发展也不同啊。
So the development of the different tribes were different.
他们信心的表现也不一样哎。
And the way they manifest their faith is different.
几乎就照着雅各他祝福的话，他们的。十二个儿子的家族后来成为支派联盟，发展都完全不同的。
And then the development actually came directly from the blessing of Jacob.
说起来，真的我们要学会多多祝福人呢。
So we have to learn how to bless other people.
少责备人呢。
We should scold less and bless.
我们看一下马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse
22. 五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of the hell fire.
这里讲啊, 动怒的, 甚至骂人家, 笨蛋呢,
Here it says that if someone's angry and call other people
在当时的犹太社会啊, 要接受公会的审判呢,
In the Jewish council, they need, when they call Raka,
那主耶稣说啊, 这样子骂人的话的人啊, 他将来要受地狱的火,
But you say if those who call you fool is in danger
但是我们发现, of hellfire.
But we realize that we do this very often.
好像习惯了, 口头禅,
It's as if we're used to it, we just say without thinking
有一次啊, 在台上讲道,
One time I was giving a sermon.
一下来的时候啊, 有一个信徒就跑来找传道,
When the service finished, one of the members came to me.
哎呀, 传道, 你刚才讲的, 就是讲我, 你怎么知道我有这种事啊?
The member said, How did you know about this? You were talking about me.
我说我没有讲你, 我也不知道你有什么事啊。
I said, I wasn't talking about you, and I don't know what
我就照圣经的话讲啊。
I'm just giving a service.
后来就问他, 你有什么事啊?
So I asked him, what's wrong?
他就讲了,
Then he told me.
哇, 一个弟兄欠我钱不还呢。
One of the brothers owed me money, and he wouldn't give it back.
本来说两三, 最多三个月就要还了。
Before he told me that he would
不但不还,
pay me back within 3 months. Not only did he not pay me back,
去跟他讨论还被他骂呢。
When I go to him, he actually scolded me.
借钱给他反而不对啊, 是被他整个被他骂。
I lended him money, and he scolded me.
一拖就拖了几年了, 没有还了。
And it has been going on for a few years.
所以他说传道, 我真的忍耐不住了。
And he said, I couldn't take anymore.
所以他向神这样祷告,
so he prayed to God.
主啊, 你如果是有公义怜悯的神啊,
he said, God, if you're a justice God,
我钱不要了, 算了,
I don't want the money anymore.
但是最起码要让他断手断脚, 还是哪里有记号, 跟我的钱差不多的一样的, 那个花医药费的那种程度。
But at least you need to bring pain upon him.
一下来就听到他这样讲, 我说真的不知道你的祷告是那么差的。
And then I said, I really didn't know that your prayers were so
bad. 怎么可以这样祷告呢?
How can you pray in this way?
你嘴巴讲, 嘴巴讲, 耶稣说, 你嘴巴讲人家笨蛋, 就要尝地狱的火了呢。
Jesus said, if you say you fool, you would be in danger of
hell. 那你想想看, 你还奉耶稣基督的名祷告, 叫人家断手断脚呢?
Think you are praying in the name of Jesus and
哎呀, 那个, 你比那个讲话讲人家笨蛋, 那个还更糟糕哎。
You're worse than one who calls others fools.
他说, 啊, 他知道他错了, 哎。
And then he said that he knew
他后来改变他的心态,
So he changed his attitude.
他知道也要祝福人,
he knew that he had to bless other people.
哎, 那求主怜悯,
and ask God for a
prayer. 哎, 感谢主, 哎。
Thank God.
就这样子, 他也不再问, 但是他已经消化掉了。
He has digested his problem.
因为祝福人是在心里面释放别人，在主里面祷告里面释放别人。
Because he blessed other people, he released himself from this hatred.
哎, 当然按法律的途径是不能这样咯。
Of course we can't go through.
不过后来, 他改变了心境, 他看到很多神的恩典啊。
But because he changed his attitude, he received much.
所以事实上说祝福的话,
So words of blessing.
除了给人家带来恩典以外啊, 其实是一个还可以当作祭物献给神呢。
Other than being a blessing to others, it's also a sacrifice to God.
我们来看希伯来书13章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书13章。
Hebrews chapter
13. 13章的, 请看13节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13. Verse 13. Therefore, let us go forth to him.
对不起, 15节。
Sorry, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
这里告诉我们,
Here it tells us.
靠着耶稣基督的名要常常以颂赞做祭物献给神哦。
We should praise God as a sacrifice to God.
很好的颂赞的话就是祝福人的话。
Good words are sacrifices to God.
这里很清楚地讲哎, 当作好的祭物献给神哎。
Here it tells us to offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
事实上神选召我们有他的目的的。
God has called us for a purpose.
我们常常都会想说啊, 为了要得救, 没错。
Often we think that he called us for salvation.
但是这个距离是要每天你一生要去完成它。
But this is something that we have to fulfill every single day.
那现在你跟人相处可以做到的就是讲话是最简单的。
Right now, when we are dwelling with other people, speaking is the very basic thing.
彼得长老他体会，而且也看出这一点。
Elder Peter knew about this.
我们来看看他怎么说。
Let's see what he said.
请看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
请看八节九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
3章8节9节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. Verse 9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
在这里, 彼得把主选召我们的生活内容讲得很清楚了。
Here, Peter tells us clearly why we've been called.
不论怎么样都要祝福人啊。
In whatever circumstance, we have
我们被主蒙召啊,
to bless others.
就是要我们承受福气嘛。
We have been called by Jesus to receive blessing.
所以11节这里又说,
then in verse 11,
一定要离开恶行,
we have to turn away from evil.
要能够寻求和睦的心。
Let him seek peace and pursue it.
所以这样看起来, 祝福跟我们蒙召啊, 这个是非常很重要的一个学习耶。
So blessing is directly related to us being called.
来共同承受从主来的福气生活啊。
We should all inherit this blessing together.
我们看到雅各的祝福。
We see the blessing of Jacob.
真的他的儿子、家族、各支派的发展就是这样。
Truly, whatever blessing he gave to his sons, the tribes.
那为什么会特别用第四个儿子犹大，然后用他来承受神的国后裔君王的出生的应许福气呢？
So why did he bless the tribe of Judah to be the tribe of kings?
照道理，在犹太的社会是那个长子要来承受，而且是双倍的福气。
In the traditional Jewish society, the elder son should have this honor and have double portion of this blessing.
其实这个中间呢, 他们前面三个哥哥都有出了问题。
The reason is because the three oldest had problems.
啊, 第四个还算还不错。
And the fourth were better.
所以雅各的祝福, 神就这样成就那个支派后来有君王的出身, 啊, 神的家谱, 这个耶稣的家谱也在这个后裔方里面出现。
So this is why Jacob blessed it as such, and God allowed the kings to come from the tribe of Judah, and that's where Jesus came from.
但十二个孩子，只有第四个孩子犹大，他承受到这样的福气。
And among all 12 sons, only the son of Judah.
借着雅各的祝福，神就这样成全了。
Through the blessing of Jacob, God fulfilled.
第三个方面。
The third.
我们再来谈谈，主道成肉身来。
Jesus came to this earth in flesh.
是带着天国完全的福气。
He brought the perfect blessing from heaven.
我们来看看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的第一节到十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 through 12.
我们一般都讲这个就是登山八福了。
We call this the Beatitude.
也有的人把后面那最后一节也当作一个福气。
And some consider the last.
所以有人说有九福。
As a blessing, verse 11. So
不管八福或九福,
so it's either eight or nine blessings.
其实这个都是一个天国福音的缩影了。
But these are the gospel of heaven.
它每一句话你做到的时候, 你就得到那个福气耶。
Because for every single one of them, if you do this, then you
比如说第三节说, 虚心的人有福了。
For example, in verse 3, blessed are the poor.
我们中国也有这么一句话说,
in Chinese, there's a saying,
谦受益满招损啊, 你谦卑会得到很多好处。
If you're humble, then you would receive a lot of.
当你自满的时候, 其实你就是损失了。
But if you're fulfilled, if you're full of yourself, then
那圣经里面我们也看得很清楚啊。
In the Bible, we see
一个人谦卑, 神就让他尊高。
If someone's humble, then God raises him.
你骄傲, 神就让你降卑。
But God lowers those who are proud.
这个好像是一定的一贯的道理嘛。
This is the universal truth.
那虚心的有福了。
So blessed are those poor in spirit.
后来又是我们看到里头的这个福气, 他怎么说你如果这样做, 你就得到那一个福气。
So, and the rest follows this pattern where if you do this, then you get
this. 那你全部都做, 你就是不是, 越来越完全的人呢。
And if you do every single one of them, then you become a perfect man.
那主耶稣这样讲，就是你这样做就这样得了。
And Jesus said, if you do this, then you get this.
但是这里讲的天国的完全的福气啊，这样的缩影跟世上人讲的那种福气的话是不一样的。
But the blessings here are different than those from earthly blessings.
那刚好我农历过年了、啊，今年的一月底啊，也在香港过。
During the Chinese New Year, I was in Hong Kong.
啊，我看有很多那个民意代表候选人呢、啊，就在路上免费写那个春联呢、啊，大家都是要那个平安福气的那一种啊。
And I see a lot of political figures writing.
那你真的拿那一张贴到家里就有福气了吗
？So if you take one of them and put it in your house, do you really get?
这里很清楚的，真正的祝福福气是从那创造宇宙万物的神独一神，是的。
But these blessings here in the Bible comes from the God who created heaven and earth.
当我们在看这个主的登山宝训的时候
，When we see the Sermon on the Mount，
其实你要从第五章看到第七章完。
It's from chapter 5 to chapter 7.
那个福气到后来，他就讲到说只有两条门路。
And at the very end, it says to receive blessings, there's only
two ways. 而其中一条是要通往神的国的福气。
One is the blessing of going to the.
但是有一个原则。
But there's a principle.
一定要遵照神的真理才能够走到那边去的。
You have to rely on the truth of God to go through.
后来又谈到这个根基的问题。
And then it talks about foundation.
不能在沙上盖你的房屋要在磐石上面才稳固啊。
You cannot build a house on sand, but rather on rock.
主耶稣基督讲完以后，他就离开那个地方走了。
And after Jesus said this, he left that.
所以这都连贯的五章到七章啊。
So from chapter 5 to 7.
那我们看出啊，主耶稣基督是一个非常有权威的老师啊。
And we can see that Jesus was a rabbi with authority.
他证明他就是道成肉身的这位主，所以他讲话非常有权柄的。
He proves that he is the Son of God, so that's why he speaks with authority.
所以他的道成肉身很清楚地告诉我们了。
So the fact that he came in flesh.
主耶稣带着天国完全的福气来住到我们中间呢。
God brings the complete blessing from heaven and lived with.
相信领受的人呢、啊，就会从主得到生命的真正福气。
Those who believe will receive this blessing from God.
但是我们看到启示录的时候
，But when we look at Revelation,
我记得小时候啊，很多长辈领会者啊，告诉我们不要乱读启示录哦，魔鬼会捣蛋你哦。
I remember when we were little, the ministers tell us not to read Revelation because devil can.
所以在读书的时代，一直不敢碰启示录啊。
So while I was a student, I dare not to study Revelation.
不过有一天偷偷看了一点呢。
But one time I did it secretly.
从第一章第一节读。
From chapter 1 verse 1.
这个是从神来的启示。
This is a revelation from God.
就是神把那个人类不懂的他的重要的工作，把它拉开了，让人看到了。
It's God letting us see a glimpse of His mysterious work.
然后再来看第二节
，verse two.
他要这个使徒约翰，你一定要把耶稣基督见证起来。
He wants the disciple to testify for Jesus.
见证什么呢
？What does he testify about?
见证神的道。
The truth of God.
旧约整个都是神的道，要预言的中心就是在耶稣基督身上啊。
Throughout Old Testament, they prophesize about Jesus.
那要见证的第二个内容啊
，and the second
就是要见证耶稣基督的福音。
It's to testify the gospel of Jesus.
福音书主耶稣的工作很清楚啊。
In the four Gospels, it mentions about.
再来第三个就是使徒所看见的这些主的工作听的道理。
Then the third part is how the disciples witness.
就是从使徒时代一直到那个。约翰三书完了
is,
这些都是使徒们看到见证了
which is from the apostolic, scriptures
所以那个使徒约翰忠心的把他讲、哎
so、John testified about every single
又把他记录下来、哎、
he recorded them.
第三节那一句话很漂亮
And then in verse three,
凡念这书上的预言的人又福了
Blessed are those who read the scripture.
所以那个时候偷偷看到这句哎应该不错，有福啊！所以一直往下偷看。
So when I was reading secret and I saw this verse, then
哎，感谢主哎
，it would be blessed.
慢慢看，哎，真的开始慢慢有一点感觉。
Thank God, as I read through it, I felt.
后来到了神学院念书的时候
，I could feel the book, and later on when I was studying in.
哇，这个本启示录就应该本来就要读啊。
The revelation is something that we need.
为什么？
Why?
我们都看到那个大灾难和神的审判。
Because we see the great war and the judgment of God.
但是里面有七句祝福的话。
But within Revelation, there's seven
第一句就在第一章的第三节。
The first one is Revelation.
你念了就有福气。
Blessed is he who reads.
甚至你可以延伸到启示录以前所有的65卷，你念了就有福气。
You can apply this to the rest of the Bible. If you read it, then you're blessed.
对，这里面讲了七个很重要的，你做到了就有福气的。
So within Revelation, there's seven blessings.
又特别用七来表明，表示神完全的福气吗？
And seven represents perfect, so it represents the perfect blessing of God.
哎，我们这样来看。
If we see it like
整个圣经的这个。 他的这个直线在见证耶稣的救赎的工作。We
can see that the whole Bible fits to testify for Jesus.
但是第一章我们看了，神创造万物完就赐福祝福给人了。In
Genesis chapter 1, we see that God created the heaven and earth.
是以色列百姓不配得，是被掳到耶路撒冷，掳到巴比伦国去了。
The Jews were not worthy, so they were captive.
啊，主耶稣为了爱世人呐。
But Jesus loved.
所以亲自道成肉身，就新约开始了。He
came to this earth in flesh, and that's when.
如果按照马太福音的角度
，According to Matthew,
他来是带着完全的天国的福气进来的。He
came with the perfect blessing.
那最后要结束这个世界。At
the end to conclude this world.
他也用完全的福气那七句话来祝福能够得胜罪恶。 走过灾难的圣徒。
In Revelation, he brings the perfect salvation, perfect blessing to those who overcome the earth, to the holy saints.
所以启示录十四章说，在主里面死的有福气喽。
So in Revelation, there's seven phrases of blessing.
Chapter 14.
Sorry, chapter 14.
里头就讲在主里死的有福气喽。
It says those who die within the Lord are blessed.
一直到那个22章啊。
And then in chapter 22.
那里也在最后讲了。 你遵守神的话的人有福气了。In
chapter 22 it says those who keep the words of God.
所以整本圣经里面非常重视这个祝福的工作。So
the whole Bible emphasizes on blessing.
而这个祝福是从主这边来的。And
this blessing comes from God.
要施予他要施予的儿女或百姓。God
gives it to his children.
就主耶稣的工作来看。
From the work of Jesus,
就是从福音书里面来看，
from the four gospel books,
主耶稣基督成就了十字架救恩。Jesus
completed the salvation on the cross.
他后来就从死里复活，显现给门徒看，还在继续做见证。He
resurrected from the dead and appeared to the disciples to complete.
他死而复活，显现交代很多的事给门徒。And
he told the disciples a lot of commission.
但是有一件对他们门徒造就很大。
But one is greater than the others.
往往我们也都会忽略。Often
we forget.
当然，他是交代很多工作使命，要传福音喽，用爱跟随主喽，要来用爱来牧养主的羊喽。Of
course, he set a lot of commissions, including to preach the gospel and to love his sheep, to take care of his sheep.
他在升天前还在做最后一个工作。But
before he ascended to heaven, he gave us another.
我们来看这个路加福音的24章。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke 24.
24章的，请看50节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 50.
50节的。
Luke chapter 24, verse 50. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
51节。
Verse 51. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
最后对门徒给他们祝福哦。
At the very end, he blessed the disciples.
51节正在祝福他们的时候，他就升天了。
And in 51, while he was blessing them,
我们想想看,
he went up to heaven. Let's think about this.
这是一个荣耀的祝福。
This is a glorious blessing.
但是比起主耶稣 受死以前，他们的表现是怎么样？ 主耶稣受难前呢，门徒的表现是怎么样啊？
Before Jesus was crucified, how did the disciples react?
耶稣被抓了。
Jesus was captured.
逃跑，门徒逃跑的逃跑。
The disciples either they
不认主的不认主。
Or denied Jesus.
但是耶稣没有跟他们计较啊。
But Jesus didn't count this against them.
死而复活显现，准备要升天了。
He showed himself as a resurrection.
反而耶稣用生命的爱来祝福他们呢。
God loved them and blessed them.
这真的不简单。
This was not easy.
但是做到的人呢，有很好的见证。
But because he did this, there was a lovely testimony.
有一个妈妈。
There's a mom.
她为了救那个3岁的小女孩。
In order to save a little 3-year-old.
因为她出去工作，孩子在家里睡，家里火烧了。
Because she was working and there was a fire in the house and the child was sleeping in the house.
很多的救难人不敢进去救那个小孩，因为火太大。
Many of the firemen didn't dare to go in because the fire was so great.
这个时候本来一直哭得很惨的妈妈。
At this time, the mom was crying bitterly.
她突然流不出眼泪来了。
Suddenly, she couldn't cry anymore.
不哭了。
She refused to cry.
她决定了一件事。
She made a determination.
站起来。
She stood up.
不管人家消防人员的阻挡。
She didn't care that the others obstructed.
冲到火里面，目的把孩子救出来就好。
She went through the fire to save her child.
死没有关系。
It's okay if she dies.
结果冲进去不久就把那3岁孩子带出来了。
So she ran in, and not long after, she rescued her child.
她用一个东西弄湿了，包住她，然后放在她的怀里面，用衣服再盖起来。
She had wetted and blanket, put a child in there, and covered.
只有一个观念，救孩子。
She only had one thing in mind.
甚至希望她能够一点伤害都没有。
She hoped that the child would escape without.
用她最多的爱心，最多的祝福来保护这个孩子。
She used her love and the greatest blessing to protect this child.
她冲出来的时候,
when she ran out,
孩子没问题,
her child was okay.
但是她有非常严重几度的这个灼伤,
but she had a third degree burns.
尤其是那个脸,
especially to her face.
就因为这样,她的脸真的很难看,
because of this, she had a lot of scars.
所以她每次打零工的时候,总是用那个三角巾啊, 就露出两个眼睛, 不要给人家看到不能看的脸啊。
So every time she went out to work, she would cover her face.
从小长大，这个孩子跟妈妈感情很好。
As this child grew, he was very.
但是上了高中以后啊，
but after high school,
这个孩子就开始会听到人家讲，哎呦，好像你妈妈脸不好看啊。
This child will hear other people saying your mom's face seems distorted.
他就告诉妈妈说，你不要每天送便当来学校给我了中餐。
So she told her mom to not bring food to school.
我不想吃中餐。
I don't want to eat lunch anymore.
后来妈妈才知道，原来女儿嫌妈妈很丑，不能看，让在同学面前没有面子。
And later on, did the mom find out that it's because the daughter doesn't want her?
这个妈妈都没有讲哎。
The mom didn't say anything.
她也不跟那个孩子吵。
She wouldn't argue with the child.
一直默默的祝福付出。
She kept on giving and blessing.
只要她能好，我不能看没有关系啊。
It's okay as long as the child is well.
有一天，邻居的人就跟这个女儿讲，
One time, one of the neighbors told the daughter,
你知道你妈妈为什么这样吗？
Do you know why your mom's face is like this?
她说妈妈说是这样。
So she said, this woman.
邻居说，其实她讲的很简单。
And then the neighbor said,
她是为了救你出来。
Her face is like this because she.
这个邻居就把整个细节讲啊。
Then the neighbor told her the complete.
这个女儿听了以后啊，
And after the
一直流眼泪啊。
She cried.
原来我妈妈是这样为我的。So
this is what my mom has.
难怪那个女儿在讲不好听、生气的话，妈妈还是祝福她的。But
while the child was cursing her mom was still blessing her.
我们想想看。Let's
think about this.
后来他们母女的感情就很好。Later
on, they were very close.
那是一个记号，而且是他们的一种生命的连结。
The scar on the mom's face is a connection between.
那我们跟主的记号是什么？
So what is our connection with God?
主拯救我们。
God saved us.
为我们的罪担当。
He carried all our.
我们的思想动作，我们跟他的生命的记号是什么？
Our thoughts, our actions. What is our connection?
曾经有想过吗？
Have we thought about this?
只有受洗的时候，我很感动。
We were moved when we were baptized.
赚钱的时候，我很感动。
When we are in good times, we are.
那其他时间你在做什么呢？
What about the rest of the time?
要去用心想一想呢。
We have to think about this.
我跟神之间的生命的记号的连结是什么？
What is the connection between us and God?
他一直在祝福，而我有珍惜吗？ 我有把它当作生命的福气吗？
God continue to bless us, but do we cherish it?
这位主耶稣非常用心。
Jesus Christ put a lot.
他教导了3年的门徒啊。
He taught the disciples.
逃的逃，不认他的不认他。
But after 3 years, either they departed.
约翰福音里面有一个很重要的神学主题。
In John, there's an important teaching.
就是他不写名字，主所爱的门徒。
It's someone that is called the disciple.
犹大有名字记载在里面，结果出卖主耶稣。
Judas, his name was recorded.
彼得有名字三次不认主。
But he sold Jesus, and Peter.
主所爱的门徒啊。只有他一个跟众妇女跟到主耶稣的十字架下，亲眼看见主耶稣怎么受死、血水流出来的见证。
He followed the women to the cross and saw how Jesus died on the cross.
没有名字啊，
but he remained.
这个要提醒什么？
What does this tell us?
默默的跟从主到他的十字架来为主服侍到底的。
He followed Jesus quietly to the cross and served him till the end.
神的国度就需要这样更多的人啊。
The kingdom of God needs people like this.
而不是在教会玩权力，甚至在用社会的那一套来争名夺利，不是这样的。
It's not someone who fights for authority or knowledge.
约翰福音就是有这样的一个神学主题在保。
In John, there's just such person.
真的，主耶稣很用心。
Truly, Jesus. Puts a lot of effort.
应该他死而复活显现要责备这些门徒的。
After his resurrection, he should be.
应该是一个一个算账的。
He should be counting what they've done against him.
但是他不是这样。
But he didn't do that to the disciples.
我们看到路加福音24:50-51.
We see that in Luke chapter 24.
他反而举手祝福他们呢。
He blessed them instead.
结果他们得到造就。
And then they were edified.
你看那个五十二节
，in verse 52,
他们就敬拜主耶稣
，they worshipped him，
大大的欢喜回到耶路撒冷去了
，returned to Jerusalem with great joy，
而且在殿里面常常来称颂神，来服侍，来团契
，and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God。
所以这个就可以直接接到使徒行传第二章40几节，神就把得救的人天天赐给他们的见证啊
，and this connects to Luke chapter 2 where God blessed those who worshipped him.
如果主耶稣不是用祝福的关怀，
if Jesus did not bless these,
除了那个主所爱的门徒，其他全部不及格。
Other than the nameless disciple who loved him,
但是我们看到主耶稣的用心，
but we saw Jesus
承担了他们的软弱罪孽，
he withstood their weakness,
然后让他们从软弱再站起来。
And help them to stand from their weakness.
所以祝福的工作得到了很大的见证。
So his work of blessing was.
第二章得到圣灵以后，他们一天就受洗3000个人了。
In Acts chapter 2, when they received the Holy Spirit,
大家诚实的在神的殿中，在家中拨饼用饭。
And they shared a bread.
所以这个就是很重要的祝福的工作。
So this is the very important task of blessing.
我们是家里的一个一份子。
We're part of a
也是教会的一个分子
We're part of the church.
更是神国里面的一个分子
We're part of the kingdom of God.
我们真的要彼此祝福来一起努力得救
We have to bless each other and fight toward salvation.
我们最后再来看诗篇118篇
In the end, let's turn to Psalm 118
诗篇118篇
Psalm 118
26节
Psalm 118, chapter 20, verse 26. 118, verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord.
一个懂得奉主名的人呢？
One who knows how to call the name of God.
他是应当被称颂的。
He should be blessed.
这里说要从神的殿中来为众人祝福了。
We have to bless you from the house of God.
所以祝福的道理在圣经里面是非常非常的强调。
So the teaching of blessing is
当你做到的时候
in the Bible. When you do this,
别人得到福气。
Others receive blessing.
神验证了，神也更将更多的福气也赐给你。
And when God listens to our blessings,
所以我们应当知道。
So we should know.
我们基督徒的生活是彼此要奉主耶稣基督的名来祝福的。
In our daily lives, we should bless others in the name of Jesus Christ.
众人得造就。
So everyone may receive.
在天上的神更加欢喜。
And the house of the Lord will be rejoicing.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
368首。
368.
righteously from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry of the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. And it is apart to my love, I don't seem to understand, but I know what's to my love. And I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud silver light. Now the sun is always shining. Now the tear will dim the light. At the ending of the rainbow, will the mountain touch the sky? Think apart to my love, I don't seem to understand, but I know close to my love, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know apart to my love, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the barrow is the one who stands up, and the path that be my portion maybe through the fretful fire, but his presence go before me, and my God will be with me. Anything apart to my Lord, I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Please be seated. We
would like to offer a prayer of thanksgiving.
同样祷告的时候,
in our prayers,
我们都希望从主得到福气帮助,
we want to receive blessing and help from God.
所以你那一份祷告的用心和认真是需要的,
so we need to be very diligent in our prayers.
并不是靠着圣职人员的按手,
it's not because someone is laying hands on us,
乃是因为你知道祷告是天上的这位主,
because we know we're praying to the Lord.
圣职人员按手也不过是一个工具罢了,
someone laying on hand, laying hands on us is
真正的生命福气源头乃是在这位创造宇宙万物的耶稣基督。
But the source of blessing is the Creator.
你若愿意,
if you're willing,
用心来投入祷告,
pray with all your heart,
或者用心来建立好的信仰生活,
and try to establish a life of faith,
或者是用心啊, 来做好自己的领袖,
and use our might to have spiritual cultivation.
你用心的付出，神会纪念。
If we do so, then God will remember.
神会同在。
God will work with us.
更会垂听我们的祷告。
And God will listen to our prayers.
所以我们用这样的心来求主帮助。
So let us pray with this heart.
为今天晚上的英文班福音茶会代祷。
Let us pray for the English Tea Fellowship tonight.
为3月12号的中文班的福音茶会来代祷。
And also the Chinese Tea Fellowship in March 12.
更要为我们3月22号到26号的春季灵恩布道会代祷。
And also the Supreme Convocation for March 26.
求主同工。
We ask God to work with us.
特别也为Daniel Leung 的妈妈代祷。
And let us pray for the mother of Brother Daniel Leung.
现在住院比较严重。
She is in bad condition in the hospital.
我们用心来祷告主。
Let us pray with all our heart.
求主住在我们中间，也祝福我们大家。
We ask God to dwell among us and to bless everyone.
一起来感谢祷告。
Let us pray.
要接受按手的到前面。
Those who like to receive laying of hand, please
如果您还没有得到圣礼，请你跪在第一排。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, please kneel in the first row.
这样我们按手的时候才了解啊。
Then we will.